obviously we want to get in a, we certainly want to get back to winning ways at home. You know, we've struggled of late, not in performances, but certainly in results. So we want to get that that put right. We want a good, you know, positive performance for momentum. We want, obviously, the financial point of view and the excitement of getting through to the third round, everything, you know. So the players are really looking forward to this. You know, there's been a lot of talk about his home form. Yeah, the results haven't been what we'd like, but as I say, certainly the performance have merited more than we've got, and there's no fear or anxiety to play at home. The lads are really looking forward to it and they love playing at Valley Parade with the fantastic support we get. So, yeah, but it's important on a lot of fronts, but you know, whatever... You know, we're playing, and whatever trophy or whatever game it is, we want to win, and you know, Saturday be no different. You know, it was so disappointing last season. I don't even think I bothered watching. Well, I didn't bother watching the second round draw. I had no interest in it. I just tried to put all the focus on the league. But it was exciting. You know, watching the second round draw. You know, can we get a home tie? Who we're going to get? So, you know, imagine if we can manage to get through, then the excitement will build even more when the draw comes about for the third round. But we're up against a side who, you know, proved a few weeks ago they're very difficult to play against, defend resolutely, scored a good goal against us in fairness. But if we play with the same tempo and creative ability as we did that day, and just add a little bit more, if we can be a bit more clinical, then hopefully we can make the third round. You know, we want to be winners in whatever we do, but the momentum and certainly the financial, no, we might get through and we might get a non-league side away from home, and you know, there won't be a great deal of revenue, but it's the excitement of the cup. You just want to go as far as you can, and you know, it's about the build-up, it's about the draw, and then the build-up to it when it comes, and excitement. So, yeah, it'd be good to get a healthy crowd down at Valley Parade. I know, you know, and with a lot of teams, you know, the crowds obviously are a lot lower early rounds of the cups. But, you know, it could be a tasty game, and, you know, we're looking forward to progressing.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a massive game, progressing to the next round. Obviously, financially, if you get a big team financially, it's massive for the club, and obviously it's great for all the players to test ourselves against better opposition. Obviously, that's the most important, trying to get through the first couple of rounds to get to the third round, and that's when obviously the big teams come in. So that's what all the players look forward to, and we'll be doing everything to try and win on Saturday. Bradford's got good history in the FA Cup. They've played some good teams and actually won and played well. So we'll be looking to go on a nice little cup run. It was frustrating last time, as we all know. We got beat 1-0 and they caught us on the break. We had most of the possession, but they'll be looking at the videos and they'll be looking what they can do better as well. So we've just got to focus and really take the game to them again. They could have put the striker in goal last game and they probably still saved a few, but yeah, I'll be looking to go out there and score a few goals, as will all the other forwards. So we're looking forward to it. Obviously the performances have been there, just we haven't got the results and we've been frustrated. There's been a few sloppy goals that we've conceded, so we've been working hard in training not to do it all again, and we've obviously worked hard on defending crosses and stuff like that. So we'll be looking to sort our home form out, and hopefully that will start on Saturday. Obviously a good chunk of the fans there, and they really do push us on the last 15-20 minutes when we need them, so hopefully it'll be a good turnout. When they all start singing and all the drums and everything, you do get butterflies as a player. Obviously it's good to create a massive atmosphere, and it does really push us forward, and you feel like you're playing with 12 minutes sometimes when they're really loud. So hopefully it'll be like that again. It would be nice to get a few more on the cup games, but it does happen, and hopefully they'll turn out on Saturday and we put in a performance and get the result that warrants them coming.
I don't think their personnel will particularly change, but it's an FA Cup game, so it's a one-off, so they might change the way they play. They might not sit in, they might come for us, so it'd be interesting to see what they do. That particular game, we played quite well, I thought, and we probably could have still be there now and still probably not scored. It was just one of them, unfortunately, it doesn't work out sometimes, and you know, for that reason, I think hopefully the boys are up for it and we'll owe them one. It's a one-off game, isn't it? So you don't know whether they're going to come and park the bus or whether they're going to come for us, and obviously one goal could change that. And obviously the league, yeah, you drop points, but you've got to pick them back up at some point in the season, whereas obviously if you lose this, you're out, so it's a lot different. Definitely a winning mentality that you've got to go for, and obviously, you know, if you could be 2-0 down, then you could just, you know, throw everything you've got at it, and hopefully you might nick a couple of goals and get back into it. And obviously a league game, you know, goal difference counts and stuff like that. So for us, we're going to go and play the way we always play and hopefully score some goals. We've got a good opportunity to do that on Saturday. say it every week, the fans are brilliant at home games and on away games. They travel in numbers, and obviously the FA Cup's a little bit different. We need them behind us, and we need to kind of keep their players on their toes a little bit and think, oh God, fans are here for the whole song. I think there's no coincidence whenever we've, especially lately, whenever we played at home, we always start the second half quite well, and that's because the fans are right behind us. And obviously we know we've got to go and impress them as well. And then obviously, fans at any club can always get a bit judgmental at times, obviously, if it's not working, especially that game, it didn't work, but the fans are brilliant for us and they stayed with us for the whole 90 minutes. We're going to need that again on Saturday.
It's key for us, really. We know it's not going to be 18,000-20,000 there, but whoever comes and when you come, come and your voices and your drums or whatever you can to just sort of create an atmosphere, knowing we're not going to have as many people in the stadium, but certainly sing a little bit louder if you can, and really get behind the players from the first to the last whistle, which they do regular. The importance of the support is huge as always, but especially when the crowd's going to be a little bit obviously less in numbers, the ones that do come, then we really need them to be heard and give the players the support and encouragement that we all need. There'll be no sitting back from us. We'll be out there from the first minute to attack and create opportunities and hopefully get shots on target, make the goalkeeper make saves and put balls in the box, obviously having an eye on to be better defensively. There was a couple of things we could have done better with their goal. I think they had two opportunities or two shots at target in the whole game, and I think we had 18, 19 shots at goal and crosses in and everything, obviously missed penalty kick. So there were a lot of things going on, but Saturday will be one where we just want to go for it from the first whistle. Obviously having a mind of being strong defensively and keeping the back door shut, but we want the tempo to be up and at them, and hopefully we can get certainly more goals than they get, and that'd be nice to get through. But it's a game everyone's looking forward to.